Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Max Kepler. Batting second. The shortstop, Carlos Correa. Batting third. The designated hitter, Byron Buxton. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Trevor Larnach. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jose Miranda. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Nick Gordon. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Joey Gallo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ryan Jeffers. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Michael Taylor. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Joe Ryan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The designated hitter, MJ Melendez. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby Witt. Batting third. The first baseman, Vinny Pasquantino. Batting fourth. The catcher, Salvador Perez. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Michael Massey. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Edward Olivares. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Kyle Isbell. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jackie Bradley. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Matt Duffy. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brad Keller. And now, play ball. Max Kepler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. That is ball 4. Kepler is on with a walk. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Correa strikes out swinging. 1 out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Buxton hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Melendez strikes out swinging. 1 out. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Witt hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pasquantino hits a line drive deep towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Larnach hits a ball towards second. Massey can't make the play in time. Larnach gets a base hit. Jose Miranda is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Miranda hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Larnach moves to second. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gordon hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Gordon is out. Larnach moves to third. Miranda moves to second. 1 out. Joey Gallo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Miranda moves to third. Gallo is on first. 2 outs. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jeffers hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Miranda scores. Gallo moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Jeffers moves to second. Taylor is on first. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kepler is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Kepler hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Bradley is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals nothing. the Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Perez hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Perez is out. One out. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Massey hits a line drive towards short. Correa makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Edward Olivares is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Olivares hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's Twins, 1, Royals, 1. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Isbell hits a ground ball towards first. Gallo fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Correa is 0 for 1 in the game. Correa is called out on strikes. One out. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buxton is 0 for 1 in the game. Buxton strikes out swinging. Two outs. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Larnach is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larnach strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bradley hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Duffy is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Duffy hits a fly ball, base hit into left field. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Melendez is 0 for 1 in the game. That is ball 4. Melendez is on with a walk. Duffy moves to second. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. There's a wild pitch. Duffy moves to third. Melendez moves to second. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt strikes out swinging. Two outs. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Pasquantino is 0 for 1 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Pasquantino is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Miranda is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Miranda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miranda strikes out swinging. One out. Nick Gordon is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards left field. Olivares makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joey Gallo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallo hits a fly ball into right center field. That will be extra bases. Gallo is safe at second with a double. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jeffers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jeffers hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Gallo scores. It's 2-1, Twins. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Taylor is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. Perez is safe at second with a double. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Massey is 0 for 1 in the game. Massey strikes out swinging. One out. Edward Olivares is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Olivares is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Olivares hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Olivares is out. Two outs. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Isbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Isbell hits a ground ball towards first. Gallo fields it and makes the out, unassisted. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kepler hits a pop-up towards third. Duffy makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Correa is 0 for 2 in the game. Correa hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Correa is out. Two outs. Byron Buxton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Buxton is on with a walk. Trevor Larnach is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Larnach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Larnach is on with a walk. Buxton moves to second. Jose Miranda batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. That is ball 4. Miranda is on with a walk. Buxton moves to third. Larnach moves to second. Amir Garrett replaces Brad Keller as pitcher. Kyle Farmer pinch hits for Nick Gordon batting sixth. Kyle Farmer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Farmer hits a fly ball towards right. Bradley is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Kyle Farmer moves from pinch hitter to second baseman. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradley hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. One out. Matt Duffy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duffy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duffy strikes out swinging. Two outs. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Melendez is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melendez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Joey Gallo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gallo hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. A solo home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Ryan Jeffers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jeffers is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffers hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Jeffers is out. One out. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Taylor is safe at second with a double. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kepler softly hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Kepler is out. Taylor moves to third. Two outs. Dylan Coleman replaces Amir Garrett as pitcher. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Correa is 0 for 3 in the game. Correa strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt strikes out swinging. 1 out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasquantino is 0 for 2 in the game. Pasquantino bunts towards first. Ryan scoops up the ball and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Salvador Perez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. That is ball 4. Perez is on with a walk. Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 0 for 2 in the game. Massey hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Royals 1. The Twins will come to bat. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Buxton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buxton hits a ground ball, base hit into left field. Trevor Larnach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Larnach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Larnach hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Buxton moves to second. Jose Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miranda hits a ground ball towards third. Duffy has it and steps on third to get the force on Larnach. Larnach moves to second. Miranda is on first. 1 out. Kyle Farmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Farmer hits a ground ball towards short. Witt throws to second to get Miranda. Larnach moves to third. Farmer is on first. 2 outs. Joey Gallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gallo hits a drive into right field. That ball is out of here. Larnach scores. Farmer scores. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Twins. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jeffers is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffers hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Jeffers is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Giovanni Moran replaces Joe Ryan as pitcher. Edward Olivares is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Olivares is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Olivares hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Olivares is out. 1 out. Kyle Isbell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Isbell is 0 for 2 in the game. Isbell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Jackie Bradley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bradley is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Bradley is on with a walk. Matt Duffy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Duffy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duffy hits a drive into left center field. That ball is out of here. Bradley scores. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Twins. MJ Melendez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Melendez is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Melendez strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jose Quaz replaces Dylan Coleman as pitcher. Michael Taylor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Taylor hits a fly ball towards center. Ispel makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Kepler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kepler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Kepler is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Carlos Correa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Correa is 0-for-4 in the game. Correa hits a line drive, base hit into center field. Byron Buxton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Buxton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Buxton hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Correa moves to third. Trevor Larnach batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Larnach is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Larnach hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Correa scores. Buxton moves to third. It's 7-3, Twins. Jose Miranda is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Miranda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Miranda strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge L. Bobby Witt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. 1 out. Vinny Pasquantino is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasquantino is 0-for-3 in the game. Pasquantino hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Pasquantino is out. 2 outs. Salvador Perez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Perez hits a fly ball towards center. Taylor makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Barlow replaces Jose Quaz as pitcher. Kyle Farmer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Farmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Farmer softly hits a ground ball in front of the plate. There's the throw to first, and Farmer is out. 1 out. Joey Gallo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Gallo is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. That is ball 4. Gallo is on with a walk. Ryan Jeffers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jeffers is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Jeffers hits a ground ball to third. There's the throw to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Royals 3. The Royals will come to bat. Emilio Pag Michael Massey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Massey is 0-for-3 in the game. Edward Olivares is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Olivares is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Olivares hits a ground ball, base hit into center field. Massey scores. It's 7-4, Twins. Kyle Ispel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ispel is 0-for-3 in the game. Ispel strikes out swinging. 1 out. Jackie Bradley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bradley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bradley hits a fly ball towards right. Kepler is there to make the catch. 2 outs. Matt Duffy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duffy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Duffy hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Duffy is out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.